This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As you weep over your NCAA men's basketball tournament brackets, I mean, really, how many of you did pick Harvard? At least there's the consolation that none of the major local teams lost. That's because none of them made the field. For fans of the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech especially, this is particularly disappointing since those two teams from major conferences have struggled for years to get into the NCAA consistently, and that's despite a wealth of young Georgia basketball talent that could be on those rosters. I.J. Rosenberg is president of SCORE Atlanta. He has followed the sports scene in Atlanta for decades. I.J., welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
You look at all of the Georgia talent that is scattered through the NCAA tournament right now, or some of the Georgia stars who are now in the NBA, Jared Jack, for instance, or a local talent like Dwight Howard, a superstar now in the NBA. Why is it that Tech and Georgia struggle to recruit in their own backyards?
Well, you know, this has actually been going on for a long time. Even back in the 80s and certain parts of the 90s when Georgia Tech and Georgia were competitive and were getting in the tournament, those schools had a hard time recruiting the state of Georgia. But, you know, I think the main problem is the brand. You know, Tech and Georgia, and you have to separate them. Georgia, of course, known as a football school. Georgia Tech, for many, many years, of course, known as a basketball school. They just aren't sexy. You know, the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Connecticut, some of these teams that nationally have a tremendous presence. And it's very surprising considering that both of these schools are very good schools academically, especially Georgia Tech. But, you know, they struggle in-state. And I think that, you know, in basketball, you sort of have to pick your spots where you're going to recruit. And, of course, Bobby Cremins, who had the most success at Georgia Tech, did extremely well up in New York and the Northeast. Didn't get a lot of kids from the state of Georgia. But recently, at least over the last 15 years, you've seen this incredible move in basketball in the state. The players are getting much better. And what's happening is you're just having a lot of colleges coming in here and raiding these high schools. They're starting very early. Of course, you got AEU, which is very, very important in basketball these days. And a lot of these coaches are getting these players when they're in the eighth and the ninth grades.
We hear the argument all the time, and you alluded to it a moment ago, that, you know, this is a football town, this is a football region, and so the basketball recruiters at these schools have to struggle to overcome that perception among the talented basketball kids here. But if that were the only reason, then Georgia Tech and Georgia would struggle in baseball, too. And they don't. They regularly make the tournament in that sport. So what's different about basketball?
Only that, Dennis, they actually, if you look at it, do extremely well in a lot of the other sports, and even the women's sports. So there really is no excuse for it. I mean, I think that, you know, coaching-wise, both programs have been a little bit inconsistent over the last 5 and 6 years as far as who's coaching. But the other thing is that, again, brand is so important. And I think that, you know, when Hugh Durham was here, and, of course, he took to the team to the national championship game, they had a brand. Georgia had a brand. Dominique Wilkins was not on that team, but he had been playing there. So basketball was something they were excited about. Now, same with the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets when they were, you know, with Bobby Cremins. And don't forget, Dennis, you know, Tech was in the Final Four, you know, back in 2004. So it hasn't been that long since Tech has been competitive. But it seems like the last 5 or 6 years, things have just really fallen off there. And I think the main reason for that is has been their inability to pick up the Tony Parker or, you know, one of these big players that's going to UCLA or Memphis. You look at two of the biggest players in the state last year. One went to Memphis, one went to UCLA.
So is there a way to enhance the brands at both of these schools? Does it take, let's say, hiring a big-name coach, for instance? Is that one way of doing that?
Well, I think it is, but, you know, it's not the easiest thing. You know, Tech has some issues because it's still paying off a couple of coaches. I don't think you need to do that. I think what needs to happen is that I think more of the focus needs to be put on Georgia. But I think even more than that, I think both Georgia Tech and Georgia need to do a better job of marketing, okay, basketball. I think that that right there would start leading to more awareness, you know, especially in Metro Atlanta, you know, with some of these kids at a younger age. And the other thing is in recruiting, man, you just got to work your butt off. I mean, and you got to get these kids early, and, you know, you got to give them a reason to come to Tech in Georgia. Like we talked about a second ago, you know, Georgia Tech's one of the top state universities in the country, and Georgia, through the Hope Scholarship, has certainly approved itself over the last 10 or 15 years as far as academic standing. So there's no reason why these kids shouldn't want to go to these two universities.
Yeah, in the case of Georgia Tech, you have Atlanta, which is a town that, while it certainly cares about football more, has an interest in basketball, has a lot of good local basketball programs. Kids would want to come for the big city. Georgia, on the other hand, big SEC school, there's a lure there. You have built-in attractions and selling points already, so why isn't it happening?
Well, and Dennis, it's happened before. It happened in Tech for 10 years under Bobby Kremen. It happened, you know, at Georgia. I just think that the last few years, both programs, you know, whether it's been coaching or whether it's been bad luck, have just, you know, been unable to put things together. You know, the Final Four is going to be here in a couple of weeks. Like you said, there's so much Atlanta has going for it. In my opinion, Georgia Tech should be one of the top basketball schools in the country every single year. As far as Georgia is concerned, yes, they're a football school, but there's absolutely no reason why they can't be in a conference that's not as good as the one that Tech plays in, one of the better teams. But I will say this, I do see some improvements at both schools, and you just got to keep your fingers crossed that over the next couple of years that they can start getting that NCAA bid, that they can start getting that momentum and sort of go back to the years, you know, when they've been good. It's not like, Dennis, they haven't done it before. They have, okay? They just got to figure out what they did right 10 or 15 years ago, put it back in, and get it going again.
There is at least the cynical view out there that one reason that schools like Tech and Georgia and others might not attract talent is that there are some programs out there that cheat on a regular basis. First of all, is there any evidence for that? And secondly, is it even worth trying to compete in that kind of underside of things?
Well, first of all, obviously, there are a lot of programs out there that do things that are against the rules. As far as Tech as Georgia is concerned, you know, I think if you look at some of the schools, I don't think Duke is a school that's out there, you know, doing illegal things to get players. You brought up, you know, when you were introducing this segment, Harvard, which pulled off a great upset last night. I can tell you right now, they're not cheating. So, again, I think you can do it the right way. And the great thing, Dennis, about basketball, and Bobby Kremen's proved this more than any coach is probably, or he, at least he was the first coach to prove this, was that it only takes one player a year. You get that one great player a year, you're going to be very successful in basketball. Not the case in football, but in basketball, if you get an all-star every year, you can be awful competitive.
But then you have to keep that all-star on the roster for more than 1 year.
And that's another thing that obviously really hurt Georgia Tech, you know, over the last 5 years, these one-and-done kids. And a couple of situations at Georgia have done that as well. But here's the thing about that, is that you've got to do it. That comes down to recruiting. That comes down to coming, going into the home and talking to the mother and dad and getting a feel for the kid. There are going to be some kids like a Dwight Howard who didn't even play college basketball that will be one and done. And occasionally you're going to take a chance on a kid like that. But I will tell you right now, Dennis, in the city of Metro Atlanta, there are plenty of kids that could be stars for Georgia Tech and Georgia that are not one and done kids, but they're going to NC State. They're going to UCLA, they're going to Memphis, they're going to a lot of other places. They're just not going to Georgia or Georgia Tech.
So you said the marketing has to be better. Is there anything passing through your mind that would specifically say, okay, here's a way to market better?
My way of marketing is that you got to tell the people what they want to hear, and then you got to go out and do it. For instance, you know, somebody asked me about Georgia Tech football the other day, and they said, you know, how do you catch up with Georgia? Well, how you catch up with Georgia is you have a coach that comes out and says, our priority is not necessarily the ACC championship. It's to beat the Georgia Bulldogs. That's what people want to hear. And I think coaches and the athletic directors have to come out and they have to tell their alumni, they have to tell their fans, they have to tell the people of Georgia, you know, what they want to do, okay, and get them excited about it. And then they've got to turn around and do it. But, you know, marketing is so important these days. There's so much competition. Everybody right now is out there pushing and pushing and pushing. And I think from a marketing perspective, it's not billboards, it's not advertisements, it's the coaches, it's the athletes, it's the athletic directors, it's the school president coming out and telling people, look, we know you want us to get in the NCAA tournament. Here's what we're going to do to get Georgia and Georgia Tech to the next level. And, you know, it needs to happen because, you know, Atlanta's a big sports town. We're about to have a new stadium, which is going to give us, you know, even a better shot at having another Final Four in the next 4 or 5 years. You know, so hopefully Tech and Georgia can put in, you know, very aggressive plans to get it turned around.
Yeah, and Tech has a new house of its own.
Yeah, in a great place. I mean, they've done a fantastic job at Georgia. It blows me away. I have two girls that are in athletics at the University of Georgia. I grew up a huge Tech fan. I'm very familiar. I covered Georgia Tech. I covered Georgia for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It blows me away that basketball cannot be very successful at those two schools. You just don't see a lot of that in a lot of other those type schools in the country. It shocks me.
But you're saying it starts with a word that Tech fans certainly would be familiar with, building a buzz.
Absolutely. It's like the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, and, you know, you look at how the Atlanta Falcons have come out and built themselves and become one of the better, you know, become one of the better franchises in the NFL. It's an owner at the top telling the fans, we know what you want, okay? Back-to-back winning seasons isn't good enough for us anymore. The Super Bowl, they were not happy with this season. I mean, they were happy with the fact that they made it to the championship game, but they wanted to be in the Super Bowl. And I think Georgia and Georgia Tech need to do the same thing. They need to be aggressive about their stances, and then they need to go and back it up. They need to get people in this town excited.
I.J. Rosenberg is president of SCORE Atlanta. I.J., thanks so much for being with us, and I hope your bracket is more or less intact.
No, my bracket's a mess, Dennis.
Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. You have a good weekend, all right?